episode 942, Eat This, Not That.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. It is Wellness Wednesday. And guess what? That means you get to be healthy and your wellness is going to be on track. And that means you're going to have even more energy to do what you want to do in your amazing life. All right. Are you excited? We're chatting about Eat This, Not That. It's going to be a fun episode. Do you travel much? Are you on the go? Yeah, you'll want to stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Creation Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to creationnow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, you can't live, you can't love, and you can't impact if you're dead. And so you got to take care of your body, right? I mean, I know, morbid thought to start out our wellness conversation, but it's important. And today we're talking nutrition. Nutrition, it's a challenge to eat healthy on the road. Everywhere you turn, it's fast. This and this and this. How to eat on the go? Eat this, not that. As you know, I'm traveling, and it took us 12 hours to get to our new home. Now, you know, we're not quite moving there yet. My hubby's already relocated, but I took my two youngest boys with me, and we decided that we would go and help Daddy get settled in there to his place until we have sold our home and we get to join him also. We're excited about it. You know, yeah, we're going to be separated a little bit, but you know what? Life happens. And if you haven't listened to episode 941, go back and listen to that. Give thanks. Because you know what? Even though we're separated, it's not a bad thing. There's some good that will come of this. And you can always give thanks in that. So whatever your circumstances, go back, listen to that episode. It's a great one. So let's get back on track. Eat this, not that. We know that our body needs nutrition. And you can't go 12 hours, you know, not eating unless if you're fasting. And yes, I've done that. And you know what? I am for intermittent fasting. It has its place, yet we're not going to talk about that specifically today. We're going to leave that for another episode. But overall, when you have children, they're going to want to eat. There's not much else they can do in the car. Yes, I know we've got technology and you can watch videos and you got Netflix, but you got to make sure you have the right data and all of this. And so, you know, you got to make a road trip fun, but with a road trip comes food and you want to feed your body. But I also know that what you put in your body also is going to help you get to your destination safely. Because if you're putting in CRAP, that stuff, loading it up, all those processed, well, we can't even read it on the label stuff, then you're just hurting your body and you become sluggish. When you become sluggish, you become tired. Your eyes get droopy. And then what? You begin to wander on the road. And if you have someone in the vehicle that can drive, they're like, do you need me to drive, honey? Are you getting tired? And they're like, oh, no, I'm wide awake. And then about 22 seconds later, it's weaving again. And you start this and it goes over and over and over again. It's hard to escape. Why? Well, because you're feeding your body stuff that it's like, hello, I am not made to eat this. I need to not have that. And I need to eat this instead. So let's get down to it. Eat this, not that. Like I said, I have my two youngest boys with me. And so we needed to stop for food. And so instead of stopping at that tempting fast food place that, yes, I love the greasy, salty foods too, but my body hates it. So I asked the kiddos, I said, you know what? What if we go grocery shopping? And they kind of looked at me like, here we go. This is going to be another episode, isn't it, Mom? And I'm like, yep, it is. So off we went. And we actually went into a grocery store. Now, depending upon where you are, maybe you can actually go to a local farmer's market. It's seasonal. If it's spring or summer in your area, they have farmer's market. Sometimes even in the fall, there's farmer's market. Take advantage of those. Stop. I've actually stopped sometimes on the side of the road and bought a whole watermelon. And they even sometimes will have a knife there and they'll cut it up for you. Huh, fresh watermelon. Now, you got to come prepared if you're going to do that. Meaning, make sure you have a cooler with you that you can put something in, and make sure you have a roll of either paper towels or napkins. Because I don't know about you, but my children get really messy with anything that they eat. So we decided to go grocery shopping. And when we went grocery shopping, I told them, I said, okay, guys, listen, we got to have protein. Protein is the most important. It's the must-have of all must-haves. I said, you're allowed to have kind of the yucky stuff. I give them like one or two choices, options for that. But then the rest is all good food. Now, my body, it's got to be all good food. If I go for the junky stuff, I'll stay in junky land. And I love it. I love the chips. I love the candy. I love the sweets. I love it all. But my body yells at me. So I have to escape it. And so I stay away from it. That's what I just do. So it's not that. I have to eat this instead. So let me break it down to you what we did when we went grocery shopping. We went actually to the front of the store. When you are shopping in the grocery store, you want to shop around the perimeter, the outside. That's got all your good, your fresher, quote unquote, items. So it'll have your fresh fruits and vegetables. It'll have your healthier meats. Now, if you're a vegetarian, that's fine. You can still look for other substitutes of protein, because as a vegetarian, you too need to make sure you have a good source of protein. If not, you are sacrificing your muscle. Muscle must have protein. And that protein comes from the food that you ingest, that you digest, that your body accepts. That's the only way you can build the muscle. Otherwise, you lose it. So it's fine to be a vegetarian. You just got to make sure you've got that protein intake. But we'll talk about that more on another episode. So we're shopping, and I told the boys, I said, let's look for something good. Well, my little Einstein, you know him as Noah, he is very, very textured. Sensitive. And he's kind of a picky eater in a good sense, but sometimes in a not so good sense, where he only likes certain foods. And so I'm challenged by that. So I have to sit here and go, okay, what can we get him that's going to give him protein? He loves hard boiled eggs. I'm telling you, if you want one thing anywhere, get hard boiled eggs. It is the best, most well-rounded piece of anything you can put in your mouth. It is awesome with the fat, the protein intake, everything. The most nutritious, one size fits all when it comes to an egg. So guess what? We found boiled eggs. No, I didn't have to boil them. They were already boiled. Now understand this. They are going to have probably a little bit of vinegar or something on them to preserve them because they've already been peeled. Now you may have in some areas the option to get them still in their hard shell, but most of them are in a plastic wrap and they've already been peeled. So there might be a little bit of vinegar. So if you don't want that kind of taste, take them into a restroom and soak them a little bit. You can always get a fresh lime or lemon to kind of coat them and cut through that. And that will take it away, and then rinse it again and it'll be good to go. So boiled eggs, yum, yum. And guess what? We got two packs. We basically bought a dozen hard boiled eggs, six for me and six for him. Yummy, yummy, and yummy. So we got those instead of hitting the sausage, eggs, and cheese biscuit. Eat this and not that. What else can you eat? What about peanuts, almonds, walnuts, macadamia nuts? Nuts are full of protein. Now, can you overeat them? Yes. However, I would much prefer you chomping on a nut than chomping on a bag of potato chips or salty whatever that you so choose, French fries. So go for those peanuts, the almonds, cashews, all of those are great, pistachios, okay? And guess what? When you chew them up, you're creating your own peanut butter. I know, TMI, isn't it? Sorry, I had to throw that in there. But it's much better than having the peanut butter sandwiches. Anything. Why? Because that bread? Yeah, what's in that bread? Not good stuff for your body. When you're traveling, what's the worst thing that you feel when you're traveling? You feel bloated. Right? You sit there and you're like, oh, I don't understand. And then after you feel bloated, then you're sluggish, but then you can't figure out why you're still hungry, bloated, and sluggish, yet you can't go to the bathroom for a day and a half. It's all of it, okay? Our body goes through these things, and you've got to keep it normalized as much as you can. And by eating this and not this, that is going to help. So get your nuts in you. All right. Another thing is chicken, or turkey. I would even go as far as doing ham. Go to the deli and see what they have that's fresh. Now, I did not say to go and get a chicken salad mixing. Why? Because it has mayo in it. It has other stuff in it, and that may not be good for your body. I'm talking about just your fresh, individualized meats. And this is what I do. I love my cheese too. Now, if you're not good with dairy, then stay away from the cheese. No big deal. But you can get cheese now, get it freshly sliced at the deli, and you can make your own rolls. I don't use bread. And if you want bread, instead of doing bread, get your tortillas. That it's so much easier and it's less messy. Bread, it just crumbles everywhere. Tortillas, it doesn't crumble. It's just like, okay, you may find a little bit of, you know, a dropping of it, but that's easy to pick up and throw away in your car versus all these breadcrumbs everywhere. So fresh chicken or turkey or ham, and then you can do a slice of cheese on and just roll it up. And I call it my turkey roll-ups, my turkey and cheese roll-ups. They're great. And if you have to be saucy, guess what? Go with mustard. Mustard is so much better than ketchup or mayo, or any of those other things that you know, you know, any of those other concoctions. Or if you want to do it and you can, get some actual either hot sauce or picante sauce. Picante sauce is wonderful. It is great for you. And sometimes in your grocery stores, they actually sell fresh salsa. So you can go and buy that. Buy little because you're traveling. You don't want to buy gigantic. It's little bit. Less is more. And that's much better than going to where? Getting that fast food sandwich, that hot ham and cheese that's ooey gooey, but what is it? Nothing but processed CRAP that's going to leave you bloated and sluggish. Yeah, it may taste good for those first 5 minutes, but the damage that it does 25 minutes later, yeah, eat this and not this. All right, let's talk about some other wonderful things. I love sweets. You know I do. So what do you do for sweets? What do you do for that, you know, that crunch? You got to have that crunch. I happen to love grapes. Grapes are a great travel food. Now, if you prepare in advance, you can actually freeze grapes. And it's wonderful because then you can have them with you. You can have them in a bag and they'll slowly thaw throughout your trip and you can have them. Now, if not, pick up some fresh grapes while you're shopping. Get only what you need, though. Don't overbuy because, again, most of us aren't carrying a refrigerator around with us. Some of our coolers will keep things cold for a little while, but you want to make sure that the food that you're eating is good and as fresh as can be. And most of this is what you're having. If you consume it within the 3 to 6 hour range, you're doing fine. So, you know, two stops at the grocery store for a long trip, not a big deal. So eat this, the grapes. You don't want those potato chips or salty fries, the crunchy. You know, when you want that crunch, when I want that crunch, it's the grapes. I love the grapes. All right, what about to drink? We all want something to sip on. Now, I know some of you are the coffee people. I got to stay awake. Give me the coffee. I need the caffeine. Okay, coffee once in a while is not a problem, but be careful what you put in the coffee. If you're stopping and saying, I need my chocolate mocha, I don't even know what it is. It's all these complicated names. I don't drink any of it. So be careful because, again, are you going to crash? Does it have so much sugar in it that it's going to take you down in the next 15 to 25 minutes into your trip and you're not going to be alert on the road? So go for water. Yes, go for water. It's awesome. Drink it. And guess what? You're going to be less bloated. And it's going to keep your digestive tract moving, and that means you get to go to the bathroom. No more 1.5 days of, oh my gosh, I haven't used the restroom. You know what I'm talking about. I know no one likes to talk about this stuff, but it's all about your wellness, your health. You got to empty out. It's important. You got to keep everything flowing the right way, but you don't want the pipes stuffed up, if you know what I'm saying. So eat this, or better yet, drink this. It's water. Lots of it. Yummy, yummy water. And you know what? The easiest thing is buy a thing of bottled water. I know I'm all for saving the world and not having plastics. But when you stop at most gas stations or if you're in an airport traveling, whatever, but here we're talking about a road trip, they have recycle bins. Put your plastic containers in a recycle bin. So yes, you're using it for convenience. That's awesome. But recycle, you'll feel even better. And not that, no soda pop. Leave the juices behind. you're just going to crash even faster. We already talked about condiments. Condiments like your mustard, eat this. That's what you want. Your picante sauces, yummy, yummy, yummy. Fresh salsa, that is awesome. You can use that actually on your tortilla if you want that. Or for me, it's just the meat and the cheese rolled up. Not that, no mayo, no ketchup. Leave the rest of it off because you really don't know what's in it. Moving on, guess what? We want to stop and actually eat as a family this time. And we don't want just to have the grocery stuff. And, you know, we're still in the hotel and we're not sure what we really want to eat. So we go and we head out for Chinese. How in the heck can you eat healthy at a Chinese buffet, especially here in America? Well, one thing you need to do is stay away from the breaded meat. Because you know what's in there? Nothing good. It really isn't. Yes, it may taste awesome. I love it too. But you got to stay away from it because it's only going to add to you being bloated. You want those extra 5 pounds for the next 5 days? Then eat away. But if you don't, stay away from it. Instead, enjoy your shrimp. Usually they always have like a garlic and butter shrimp, or they may have fresh crab legs, or they may have some oysters. Eat fresh that way. Do like broccoli and chicken or your pepper steak and green beans. Enjoy usually they serve 2 or 3 different kinds of soups. Enjoy soups instead. Again, be careful what's in those soups. So know what it is. If it's a cream soup, I would recommend you stay away from it. Why? Because there's extra stuff in there that you really don't need while traveling. It'll weigh you down both in size because you'll put on water weight and also you will feel bloated. So all of that. So eat this, and I don't want you, the not that, is anything breaded. Stay away from the rice. And you're like, what? Chinese? You think rice is the basics. Yes, I know. But you're traveling. You're not eating normal right now. Now, if you want to celebrate, like, you know, you're going out and you've been there before and it's like your favorite Chinese restaurant and the only one in the world that you would ever go to, okay, you bend a little bit there. But overall, stay away from it because, again, those fried rices, the white rices, the brown rice, it's just going to make you expand, and you don't want that. I know you don't want that because you didn't bring the size up on your clothes, right? Think about that. And again, stay away from fried everything, like your egg rolls, crab rangoon, stuff like that. I know they're yummy. I love them too, but they're not going to love you later. So keep that all in mind. And then, okay, America's all-time favorite, pizza. Who cannot love pizza? Yes, well, a family of our size, we always like to look for buffets because I have a few boys that love to eat. Now, I love to eat too. And I got to tell you, my oldest daughter, she can put it away also. So buffets are good for us. It's maybe not be, you know, it's not probably really good for the buffet owner, but it's great for us. So we went to one pizza restaurant. And for me, pizza does not do this body good. Why? Well, for me, it's the bread. It's the crust. And it's just not good for me. So what can you do? Well, know the buffet that you're going to. Are there other options? For example, eat this, the salad with yummy toppings. Some restaurants, if you will ask them, say, look, I cannot eat any of your pizza. Can I have a little bit of your chicken or buffalo chicken or pork barbecue that you put on the pizza? Can I just have a little cup of it so I can put it on my salad? A lot of places will offer that because you're not eating their pizza. You're eating their salad. And so they're happy to, you know, extend that to you. And if it's a little extra charge, like a dollar, you know what? Is your body worth it? Yes, it is. So think about that when you're making your salads. Now, some salad bars, they have some chicken there or maybe some ham, some cheese, and then, of course, all the veggies that you could enjoy. But you got to look for it and know. And you can walk into a restaurant and just go and look to see what they have before you decide to eat there. Also, another great thing is soup. A lot of places have the soup and salad plus the pizza. And so when you're doing the soup, I know we went to one pizza place, I'll leave it unnamed, and their soup actually contains pasta in it. Now, I'm not against that, but for my body, it doesn't do the body good. So I just take the ladle and I just take the broth. I know it sounds a little crazy, but it's a different flavor. It's a different taste. It's not just water. And I feel very satisfied. I can have a couple cups of that. Now, is there sodium in there? Yes, there is. So it's important that I drink my water. So know what you're eating. But, you know, it's much better than having a whole plate of noodles, right, with the sauce there. Because, oh, my goodness, just your sugar intake alone, yeah, not going to be good. And you're going to be doubly bloated for two more days. All right, and how about this? Eat this, not that. You want something sweet, go for the pineapple. It's amazing how much pineapple is available at these restaurants. They have them on either the salad bars or sitting right there. Now, yes, they're not necessarily the fresh cut pineapple, but you want something sweet, you want something crunchy, grab some pineapple. And if they have a little bit of melted chocolate and you want to have just like a little extra taste, a little extra kick, drizzle just a little bit, but don't use a lot, just a little bit. That'll give you that chocolate taste and sweet, that salty, savory, yummy, yummy. Also, go for grapes. It's much better than the cinnamon rolls. Oh, I know, cinnamon rolls are awesome, but it's not going to do your body good. Eat this, not that. Now, remember, when you're traveling, you can always pack a cooler, and you want to plan ahead. Know where you're going. If you've taken this route before, then plan your stops. Take a rest stop instead of stopping where you're tempted by things that you shouldn't be tempted by. Encourage your children. Make it fun. You know, when my boys and I just went in, it was just the three of us. We went in grocery, and it was like a scavenger hunt. I was like, okay, we got to find this. What can we do to make up something healthy? And when we did it for the first time, it took us like 25 minutes. It really did. It added to our trip time, but it was fun. It's a memory we'll enjoy. And guess what? I made it through 12 hours of driving by myself with two boys, and I'm here talking about it today. So it's worth taking the time out. Your body's worth it. You matter, and so does your family. So try to plan ahead. Shop at those local grocery stores. Go to a local farmer's market if you have one. If you're staying at a hotel, go shop at a grocery store. Don't go to the fast foods all the time. If you have a little refrigerator, you know, pick up a few things so you have them, a few nuts, because I'm telling you what's in that bar, you're going to pay a lot more than going to the grocery store. And guess what? You're going to get in extra steps too. So why not combine it? So eat this, not that. Maybe you want some help with creative ways to eating healthy with your family, trying to figure it out. I know it's rough. I get it. Click on the link, take aim. I have a free gift for you. It's a free coaching call with me, no charge. I'm here to help you, to give you tools and strategies, to help you come up with an actual plan that you can put into action today. So don't delay. Click on the link, take aim. That will begin our conversation. You know what? You truly do matter. And you have to be the one to take the initiative to say, you know what? My body's worth it. Because when I eat healthy, guess what? My body sings and my heart is extra healthy. It pounds harder and brighter. There's just something about it. You have more energy. So be creative. You don't have to feel deprived. Celebrate your health and wellness. Eat this, not that. Your body will love you back. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.